Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to talk about another characteristic of the Christian life. Please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you would, if you're physically able. And I guess I'll have to read quickly while you follow along quickly. Here in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit, in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This thing of being discreet. Now, I always thought that being discreet simply was a term related to kind of modesty, if you will, in more ways than not. But can I tell you something? It's actually quite a profound word. If you look at the dictionary, it simply means prudent, wise in avoiding errors or evil, and in selecting the best means to accomplish a purpose. Circumspect, cautious, wary, not rash. In other words, not hasty in making decisions, etc. In the Accelerated Christian Education Program, they teach the children a biblical application to this word, saying forming sound opinions and giving serious attention and thought to what one is doing, especially to the details. Being a part of the United States Navy, they always told us to pay attention to the details. You know what? When people say don't sweat the small stuff, them people are ignorant. Oh, yes, sweat the small stuff. Because that's what life is made of, the small stuff. we were able to go and to get a sonogram of our new baby today. And at 14 weeks and one day, it's small. But you know what? We were talking about the little bones that she was measuring and the little head and all the little things and the little heart going, you know, in there. That's pretty cool. And my wife brought up a fact that, you know, people are amazed that all these little components and all these things make a baby, and it all fits into place, and all the things are the right size and right shape and all these things fit. Yeah, it's the small stuff. And grows up to be big stuff. Yeah. But you know what? These details, these little things of life,
are so critical.
And we must learn to care for them carefully. That's what being discreet is. Caring for these things carefully. And I think the first word that Mr. Webster decided to use to describe discreet is one that's actually a Bible word, and we're going to take a good look at tonight, and that is of being prudent. Prudent. And we need to learn to be prudent. In other words, being careful. In other words, using the wisdom God has given us to the best of our ability. Okay? So, go to Psalm 112. Tonight, Psalm 112. We're going to look, first of all, in order to be discreet, we need to be prudent according to God's design. You know, God has designed us to be prudent. Okay, to be prudent. Don't forget, we are made in the image of, okay. Right? And wasn't wisdom there when God created everything? Remember that passage of scripture we've read? Because look here, Psalm 112. Look at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. You see that? Is this according to God's design or not? It is. A good, with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. That is not God's design to live wickedly. It's God's design to live righteously. And the wicked, the righteous is going to be honored. The righteous is going to be lifted up. The righteous is going to have wealth and riches in his house. The righteous is going to have the light. He's going to show favor. He's going to do all these things. He's going to have God's blessing and everlasting remembrance. And his heart's going to be established. And all these wonderful things according to God's design. Dealing discreetly and with prudence. But you notice verse 10, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. You see, folks, we are on the right side. We have the truth. We have the blessings of God. And we need to deal with them prudently. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 12. Solomon talks about prudence and discretion. Proverbs chapter 12, beginning in verse 15. Proverbs chapter 12, beginning in verse 15. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. You understand that there is a way to do things and a way not to do things. There is. And God's design is the way to do things. And it's according to his word. It's according to his way. And it is wisdom. And those that hearken to it are called discreet and prudent. We are prudent. We are avoiding errors or evil. Selecting the best means to accomplish a purpose. Cautious, wary, not rash. Forming sound opinions. Giving serious attention and thought to what one is doing, especially to the details, according to God's design. Did Solomon give this out of his own mind and own rationale? Anyone? Oh, no? No, by the way, we've read recently that he asked God, didn't he? Discernment. We talked about that last week. Okay? All the people that were at junior camp didn't get to hear that message. It's on Facebook. Go look at it. Okay? Right? Yeah. So he could judge between good and the bad. And so this is actually being discreet is compounding upon discretion. Discernment. It is discernment and discretion go hand in hand. And we need to be prudent, wise in avoiding errors or evil. Selecting the best means to accomplish a purpose. And can I tell you, the best means is God's design. That's the best means. That's the best way. Hey, we have some guys in here that are part of the technology world. Listen, I'm all for the robotics and things that they're making these days. They're pretty cool. But can I tell you something? They're not as smooth as this. They're not as accurate as this. They're not as efficient as this. By the way, who designed the robotics? Man. Who designed this? God. I'll take God's design over man's design any day of the week. It's perfect. It's flawless. It's without error. God said that he's going to make man in his image. I think I'll take that. Didn't God preserve his word for us? I think I'll take that over what man can accomplish. Hey, listen, that's what we need to delight in. That's what we need to choose and use discretion and prudence in giving over to those things, not our own. Sweat small stuff. Let me just read a few sundry proverbs to you about this topic. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You say, you read that twice. I know. It's written in the Bible twice. You know why? Let me read it again. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Emphasis. God doesn't forget what he says. And tonight, the preacher did not make a misprint in his text. Just tonight. Every other time I probably do. But can I tell you something? No, there's a reason for that. You know what prudence does? You know what being discreet does?
It helps us see and avoid the errors. Be circumspect. Be cautious. Be wary. Know what's coming at you. What does it say about the prudent man? Foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. Why are they punished? Because they didn't see the evil coming. And it hits them head on. And the prudent man avoids it. You know what? In 2 Chronicles, the Bible says, Hiram said, moreover, blessed be the Lord God of Israel that made heaven and earth, who hath given to David the king a wise son, endued with prudence and understanding, that might build an house for the Lord and an house for his kingdom. In Proverbs, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. You see, in order to be discreet in our lives as Christians, we need to learn to be prudent according to God's design. According to God's design. Back in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14, if you flip back over there, Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 14, it says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You know, another thing about being discreet is not only do we need to learn to be prudent according to God's design, but we need to purposely be attached to Christ's safety line. We need to purposefully be attached to Christ's safety line. You say, what in the world does that have to do with anything? Out in the climbing world, right? What is the jewel of climbing? The crown jewel of mountain climbing, rock climbing, things like that. Mount Everest. Mount Everest, right? You know what? I mean, very few have made it up there, haven't they? As compared to all of those that have tried and failed. You know, sometimes, actually, this came to mind. We were talking about in the car ride home today, something about young men thinking they're invincible. And Oliver said something about being invincible. And then we informed him that wasn't the case. So he said he's going to have to scrap that plan and go with a different one. But you know what? These climbers, they think that they're really great. And they're young. And they're strong. And they're athletic. And they're invincible. And many of them perish trying to climb that mountain. A lot of them because of lack of attention to safety procedures. Safety procedures. One of the things that saves rock climbers over and over again is their rope. Their rope being attached to something that is secure. You know what happens to Christians? They think they're all big and bad. They think they know this book inside and out. And they think like the old Sunday school bus song, we can beat the devil any old time. Y'all heard that, right? Yeah. I remember hearing that on the church bus, and I thought, thinking to myself, that's not right. That's not right. You've heard that, right? Have I done that one for you here? Yeah. Down by the river. We took a little walk, met up with the devil, and we had a little talk. I pushed him in the river, and I hung him on the line. We can beat the devil any old time with the ha-ha! Okay, well, I can just see the pride and arrogance mounting up and up and up and up, and that devil comes and eats your lunch. That's what happens. You know what? No, no, no. When we are purposefully attached to the safety line of Jesus Christ. You know what that is? That's discreet. That's discretion. We are ready for anything because of Christ. We are anchored in something that's going to provide us safety when we fall. And I did say when we fall. Not if. When. Hey, we are but flesh. We are finite. We are going to fall. We're going to stumble. We're going to take a misstep. We're going to perhaps lose a handhold or lose a foothold or perhaps slip and go backwards. But if we're locked in to the safety line, we have security. You know what that is? Prudence. You know what that is? Wisdom. You know what that is? Discretion. That's what we need. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, if we are not locked into the Lord Jesus Christ, if we are not purposefully attached to the safety line of Jesus Christ, we will fall. And it may become our downfall. You understand that we've got to take these safety measures. Would you kind of understand with me that the definition of this word discreet goes with it? That someone is making preparations? That is taking care of the details? That is making sure that everything is done decently and in order? It's according to God's design. And we have the safety line of Jesus Christ to fall back on. You understand that in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which both are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye have believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." You know where our safety line is? It's in Jesus Christ. It's in Christ. It's not in the flesh. It's not in good works. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath done all things. And he is all things. And by him all things consist. He's our safety line. He's what we have to fall back on, if you will. You know what? If we go out and do things in the work of the flesh, and we go out and do things in the work of our own power, it's for naught. But if we do it in the power of God, in the power of Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, it is not in vain. And it will stand the test of time. 4 minutes. Philippians chapter 3. Turn over there. Turn fast. Philippians chapter 3. Our safety line is Jesus Christ. Look at verse 12. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, for that which I am also apprehended
of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. What? In Christ Jesus. You know, Paul says, hey, I'm climbing this mountain. I'm doing the work for the Lord, but what am I strapped into? The safety line of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm strapped into. That's what I'm pressing toward. And it's the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. You understand that in the Bible it tells us to take on the mind of Christ. It tells us to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. What are we supposed to be molded and shaped after? Jesus Christ. Who is our example, our great example? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's our safety line. In Hebrews 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. As you turn over to Titus chapter 2, that's where we're going to be for point number 3. I'm going to read to you another verse for this point number 2. We'll save time that way. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. In order to learn to be discreet, we need to be prudent according to God's design. And we need to be purposefully attached to Christ's safety line. And then a third element of being discreet is really simple. It's paying attention to the world around you. Paying attention to the world around you. There in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 it says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Hey, listen, you know why a lot of times people get into trouble? Because they just plain aren't paying attention. Not paying attention. They've got no clue what's going on around them. Hey, can I say something? That's not discreet. That's not prudent. That's not God's design. That's not taking care of things. If you're going to be a good rock climber, you've got to pay attention to what's going on around you. If you're going to make it up the side of that mountain, you've got to pay attention to what's going on. You can't afford to not sweat the small stuff. You got to take care of every carabiner. You got to take care of every rope. You got to take care of every pick. You got to take care of every safety line. You got to make sure everything is in order. You got to have the right clothing. You got to have the right materials. You got to plan for the weather. You got to do all these things. That's important. Why is the Christian life any less important? It's not. Why does the Bible say we're supposed to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh us of the hope that is within us? Do you know what questions you're going to be asked about salvation? Do you know what questions are going to be asked about your faith? Have you studied for every circumstance? Have you studied for every question? Do you know what's going on? Study to show thyself approved unto God, it says. We need to learn to pay attention to what's going on around us. Are you there in Titus chapter 2? Look at verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience.
The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Again, the world pays attention to us. Now, I'm not telling you to be like the world. I'm just telling you to know your enemy. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Hey, why does the Bible tell us so much about the wicked devil? His devices, his tools, his methods, his modes, what he likes to do, how he likes to prey on us, how he likes to do these things. Why do you think we have a book on that? Just because? No, because we're supposed to pay attention to what's going on. Likewise, why are we warned so much about the flesh? Why are we warned so much about being carnal? Why are we warned so much about the world? So we can recognize it. Hey, do you know? I have a friend. You might know his name. Is Brother Chris Winkle. You know Brother Winkle? Yeah, I love Brother Winkle. Brother Winkle used to be a part of the big manufacturing scheme of the United States of America. He used to print money. Yeah, they're just printing like Monopoly money. I think Monopoly money might be worth more these days. But you understand, he used to do bales and bales and bales of money. But you know what they used to tell us about that? And we got to go to there a couple times, taking the school kids, and that's a fun field trip. They don't give out free samples. I wish they did. But, you know, they talk about counterfeiting. And you know how they have bank tellers understand what a counterfeit bill is? They don't have them get out magnifying glasses. They don't have them get out microscopes. They don't have them take these little pens and mark this and mark that. You know how they get them to understand what a counterfeit is? They make them handle hundreds of thousands of real dollars. That one didn't feel right. Because they've handled the real stuff so much and so much and so much and so much. When a counterfeit came through, that one didn't feel right. That's how they do it. Hey, listen. How much do you handle the truth and know what's right? So that when something doesn't, when it's not right, when it's a counterfeit, it's like, that's not it. That's not right. That's not the real thing. That's not what it's supposed to be. Hey, listen, that's called paying attention. In order to be discreet, we've got to learn to pay attention. Hey, listen, well, I'm not telling you to get out in the world and handle the world a whole bunch. No, handle this thing a whole bunch and you'll recognize what's not right. Put the real stuff through your life over and over and over and over and over and over again. And when the wrong thing comes through your life, you'll be like, that's not right. It'll catch just like that. You know what? It's the clueless Christians out there that don't know this book very well that fall into the snares of the devil. Because they're not paying attention. Listen, parents, it's hard not to laugh. I know it is. How many times have you just kind of watched your child flat run into a wall? It's the funniest thing in the world. I mean, it's hard not to laugh. And why? And yes, I'm not mean. I console them, and I had to cover my face. But it's funny. But you know what? Why did they do that? Why did they run into the wall? They're not paying attention. And it's sad. And it hurts. And they cry. And the mom and dad have to try hard not to laugh. You understand? But you know what? I don't think God laughs at us necessarily. Maybe he does at times. But, oh, we don't pay attention. And boy, we run into all kinds of stuff. We hit those stumbling blocks in our lives. And sometimes we just flat hit the wall and get knocked over and get hurt. Do you think God wants that for us? I don't think so. No, he wants us to be discreet. He wants us to be prudent. He wants us to be circumspect, careful, wary, knowing what's going on around us. Psalm 1 is simply written for that purpose. And I want you just to listen. I'm going to read Psalm 1, all 19 verses of it. It's okay. We're only 7 minutes over time. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation. The words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. And forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Now why did Solomon give all of this instruction, all of this counsel, all of this wisdom, all of this discretion to his son? There's a purpose. Listen to this. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. They lay wait for their own blood. They look privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. You need to pay attention. Wisdom, knowledge, discretion, prudence, all these things are given to us so that we can escape. Escape the adversary. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You know what? I just want to help us tonight to learn to be discreet. Learn to be discreet. How can we do that? Very simple. Be prudent according to God's design. Be purposefully attached to Christ's safety line. And simply pay attention to the world. Pay attention and be discreet.